What does your mother, your auntie, and your grandmother have in common? They all may be at risk for financial fraud. On today's episode, we're going to discuss an article by Kathy Curtis published on CNBC titled, Financial Fraud Targets Older Adults, Especially Women, How to Recognize and Prevent It. Listening to this episode just might save you and your family years of heartache and thousands of dollars. On this episode of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things. Welcome to Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, where we teach you how to be rich in spirit and righteous in action. It is being reported that Americans 60 and older lost $3.1 billion to cyber fraud in 2022, with an average loss of $35,101 per victim. With the fear of Social Security benefits not being available when retirees reach full retirement age, increased inflation, and the overall cost of living increasing, losing any money can spell danger for those we love, especially those on a fixed income. Our retirement years are supposed to be times of relaxation, reflection, and enjoying the fruits of our labor. But according to this report, elderly women and those approaching retirement should be on guard. God willing, by the end of this podcast, you will have some safety measures you can implement with the women in your life and even protect yourself. My name is A.B. Ridgeway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. As a certified private wealth advisor professional with over a decade of experience in the financial industry, protecting your privacy and protecting your information is priority number one. And today's episode hits home. My mother is above the age of 60, so when I came across this article, it really made my ears perk up. Even I can be naive with the amount of scammers that actually harass retirees, hoping to find someone with a kind heart and ignorant to the schemes that are circulating the internet nowadays. The retirees are not on Instagram or TikTok or can get the latest YouTube short with the latest scam ideas. But I'm not alone. The author Kathy also had these concerns as she discusses the trouble she had with an 80-year-old client of hers. Despite the constant warning of not sharing personal information, her client was tricked into sharing this information for quote-unquote noble charitable causes. She notes that the client nearly lost $4,500 to a scammer masquerading as a computer service provider. Now let me tell you, I've come across a couple of them myself. It looks like Windows 11 is not working. Enter this password and we can get into your computer. We can update it. There's a new update or whatever they're talking about. And I'm like, no, that's not going to happen. But as a retiree, you may think, this is the only person I have to help me, so I need to do it. And that's what's scary. So why are scammers attacking retirees? Well, there's about three contributing factors. There may be some more, but these are some of the main ones that we see quite often. One, it's loneliness. And there are only two things that are certain in life, death and taxes. And as we age, more and more of those individuals we grew up with, they start to pass away. As much as we pray for long life, God doesn't necessarily distribute long life evenly, leaving some members of our community by themselves. In an attempt to maintain their independence, they choose to stay in their homes. But with adult children tending to their own families and friends often out of state or no longer with them, it makes an unexpected call where you can actually interact with someone quite tantalizing. Number two, social isolation. Once again, as we age, our activity levels tend to drop as well. Our mobility or ability to go out on a day-to-day basis starts to decline as well, causing retirees to be isolated within their homes without much social interaction. Once again, making a phone call to discuss charities or even quote-unquote fix a computer problem, that much alluring. And three, declining cognitive ability. At one time, they can multiply double-digit numbers in their head. Now, it may be difficult to remember where their keys are or the name of their first cousins. The fast-talking scammers and an overwhelming barrage of questions can leave the retiree unable to properly detect fraudulent behavior because those social cues are not registering as quickly as they used to. The article states that women are more likely to be victims of elderly fraud, according to the Women's Institute for Secure Retirement, because there are more women than men over age 65, and older women are more likely than older men to live alone and to live in poverty. Yes, this is a sad reality. But with that said, I'm going to give you some signs of fraudulent behavior, and I want you to share this with the women in your life that you love. I'm just going to give you a brief overview because in the future episodes, I'm going to dive a little bit deeper into each one of these subjects and provide practical tips to combat them. At this point, I believe it's best just to know what you're kind of looking for. So the first thing is suspicious emails. Emails that have similar names or email addresses that resemble real companies, like googleadmin@fakecompany.com. It may have a name you recognize, but is not consistent with other emails from the company. In this case, reach out to the company via their official website and ask if there's any correspondence that were sent to you. 2, urgency and threats. When scammers start to send threats, that's a red flag. Customer service representatives would never threaten you or force you to do anything today. You have to do it today. If you don't do it today, we're going to shut down everything. We're going to cancel your Social Security. That's not going to happen. 3, requests for personal information. My philosophy is, if they call you, then they should already have your personal information. Once again, if you're suspicious, call the company directly and access your account through a method that you trust. And for those who are helping a retiree, as the voice of reason, here are some tips you can do today to lower the chances of financial fraud. 1, start building your support system. Handling your finances are difficult, and there are a lot of moving parts. So when you start planning, get ready to delegate things to one or two trusted family members or friends. Create a system of check and balances, just in case you get a trusted person who kind of wants to go rogue. Include emergency contacts and procedures for handling new financial decisions. This should be done before signs of cognitive decline, so the retiree can have an active role in the decision being made about their life. 2, security, security, security. Maintaining a book of passwords and setting up automatic billing can lower the chances of late payments and missed payments, which can eventually cause a call log of legitimate bill collectors that sound kind of fishy, scammerish, fraudsterish. I don't know if those are words or not, but they should be. So adult children can actually start retitling accounts and adding themselves with the permission of the retiree to handle such matters. Also, the consolidation of accounts. So if you have 10 and 12 accounts and 3 or 4 different 401ks, it may be in your best interest to consolidate some of those accounts to make the process easier. 3, make it legal. As much as a handshake and a good word may work in your family, it doesn't really do much in the court of law, especially after death. Establishing your power of attorney so the trusted person can act on your behalf is great. Setting up the trustees to manage assets, but also allowing them some financial autonomy, may boost morale and slow the cognitive decline. If you believe there would be doubt, put it on paper. Once again, if you feel there may be some doubts around your finances, put it on paper. Unfortunately, for those who never hopped on the technology bandwagon, electronic business is here to stay, and the percentage of business being done online is only going to increase. Now, I know you loved your loved ones, and even for someone who is not suffering from a cognitive decline, can fall victim to these scams. But the more you know, the better you prepare yourself and your loved ones when something does happen. They say the hardest punch is the one that you don't see. So let's prepare. It says in Psalms chapter 71, verse 9, "Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength is spent." These women are your aunties, they're your mothers and your grandmothers. They care for you when you couldn't care for yourself. This is your opportunity to help them organize and maintain their financial dignity in their older age. But this is just the beginning. But to help others, you first have to help yourself. If you haven't created your financial plan and need help, set up a consultation at www.abrwealthmanagement.com and schedule a consultation. We can work with you and your elderly retiree to establish a plan of action to protect you and your loved ones. So as we kind of summarize, we went over the three contributing factors scammers look for when they target retirees, which is 1, loneliness, 2, social isolation, and 3, decline of cognitive ability. We also looked at the red flags scammers may show, which are suspicious emails, urgency and threats, requests for personal information. And then we also gave you some tips to how to protect yourself. Start building your support system. Security, security, security. And 3, make it legal. I hope you've enjoyed this episode and visit us on our website. We have some more resources. We have ebooks, things of that nature that you can leverage and other episodes you could listen to. My recommendation is listen to episode number 214, God and Money. It's a live lecture where we discuss what is Christian finance and how our firm aligns your financial plan with the Word of God so you can protect yourself and those you love. So ask yourself, are your elderly parents at risk? Have you taken the steps to protect them? What are your plans to help them when that time comes? All these questions need to be answered, and we're here to help. If you've enjoyed this episode, if you learned something, please subscribe, please share, and make sure that we are protecting those that we love. Well, that is it for me. I am AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.